Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello? Hello. What's going on, y'all? Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? Hey, what's up? Hello? You guys hear me? Hello?
Yes, I am here. I finally made it.
Yes, he is finally here.
What's going on with you, Floyd?
Well, I've been going up and down the list. I've talked about game one and two, what needs to happen in the in game three. I think you can take it away from here now. I want to hear your thoughts. I've even talked about the Detroit Tigers and the Yankees, the Stanley Cups. I was just moved on down the list, mosey on down.
Mosey on down. I'm here. You know, people don't like to show up to work on time. You know, they're supposed to be there at 5. This is why I make the show at 7:30. People are just not good with time. But I am.
Well, thank the people for bearing with me because I was going through it. You know, Aaron did call in a couple times, but he can't seem to hear me for whatever reason. And I have to blow my nose.
Yeah. Well, hello everybody. Let me just say hi. Where is my manners? It was an interesting weekend. Interesting weekend of sports. I will definitely say last night's game was a failure for me. I tell you this, I hated that game. Hated it. I watched it. Yeah. Unfortunately, that was the only thing that I did want to watch. I mean, I know Houston and Boston was playing good pitching. But I just really want to see this because I was hoping that it'd be a good game. And I just was disappointed at the game. And, you know, I don't know what Troy said, but I do know that the Golden State really seemed like they just had some type of headlock on this team. And during the whole game, I mean, they shot very well, you know, start the game. And it looked like Cleveland could keep up, and it seemed like they were doing a good job. I mean, LeBron, they done a good job on LeBron James. I know he still had 29 points, 13 assists. But, I mean, they made an effort to playing some type of defense on LeBron, stopping him, making sure he don't score 51 points again, whereas the other players got to step up. Now, we talked about J.R. Smith. Hey, he should have – we thought he was going to put up 25. You know, he only had 5. It's 2 for 9. Couldn't hit nothing. Bad. Not a good game. George Hill, by the way, had a very good game. Good game. And Kevin Love still getting his shots, you know, same amount of shots he can get. I need Kyle Korver to be a little better. Coach Jordan Clarkson. I mean, the guys came in, I know it's garbage time, but they all hit shots. All of them. Kyle Korver, you got more aggressive. Jeff Green, don't know what's going on. This is a different team on at home. I'll give them that. They're a better team at home. They've only lost in one game, which was against the Pacers. Which was game one, first game of the playoffs. And, you know, they kind of look like, you know, they look like they just wasn't ready for the Pacers in game one. But, you know, they was like, hey, you know what, we're at home, we can handle it. They were down 0-2 to the Boston. Everybody thought Boston was sweeping. People were probably thinking Golden State to sweep them. Hey, they're the favorites. Yeah, sure, why not? But, you know, this team, this Cavaliers team, I give them a very good chance. Very good chance to win these two games. I've talked it over with Thomas Troy. I talked it over with him last night. We have our little discussions after the game. We didn't have a full selection of the guys, but it was just me and Thomas talking. And, you know, we both agreed that we think Cleveland can win these two games at home. It would make it interesting. Why not? See a game 5. See what happens. I think Golden State is still vulnerable. They played excellent. I want to say excellent, but, I mean, they were good. You know, Steph Curry, very aggressive.
I can give you a little bit of what I did say. I told the guys here on Sports Underline that I was not impressed with game 2, not by the Cleveland Cavaliers. I didn't see the same intensity on both sides of the ball as I did in game 1. I was wondering what rotations Ty Lue would use, because you know he loves to switch up his rotation and play with his lineups. Wonder if he's going to give Rodney or somebody else a longer rope. You know, these guys have to band together and just come together and help LeBron James out. I mean, I know George Hill played decent. Kevin Love is going to get his shots. But the other guys that you mentioned, I need big games from Tristan Thompson, even if it's on both ends of the ball getting boards. I need J.R. Smith to start hitting some shots and have a better, reboot, you know, in game 3. And I have to give it to Cleveland for the simple fact, you know, this is my team. I believe in these guys at home. They're only 8-1, and a one loss came from Indiana earlier this year. They play good at home. I don't think this is going to be like last year. Warriors going to Cleveland game 3 and KD hits the pull-up, or the Warriors just steal the game only for these guys to go off in game 4 and ultimately lose back in Golden State. I don't see that happening, not with this team. They've shown the poise that they're able to, you know, use on defense to try and neutralize this team because nobody's out shooting Golden State. And when these guys are hot, I give them a chance, especially at home. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers have a very good chance at winning both these games, which they desperately need going back into Golden State. And with that being said, I'm still going with LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No, I still had an issue with the refs. They're missing more calls. I mean, how do you throw a full court pass and LeBron basically, well, I don't want to say get tackled, but I mean, it was contact on the play. You got to call it if you're looking right at it. I think the refs are
I think they've missed a plethora of calls from game one to two. They missed four or five bad calls in game one, and I say they missed about three or four more in this game. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and you know, the refs wasn't like a big part of this game, but I mean, they got to get some calls right. That's what they have to do.
You can't really blame the refs in game two that much, even though they did miss some calls. But some of the calls they missed, I believe the Warriors had already ran away with the game, you know, at the end of the third and maybe put the game away by the middle of the fourth. You know, you see Ty Lue wave the white, bring in a bench player, so hey.
Well, yeah. And then on the Golden State side, thank God he started JaVale McGee. I was still trying to figure out why Looney was starting at any point of any game with JaVale McGee healthy. I mean, that's just mind-boggling, but I'm glad to see he was in there. The Cavs actually played bad defense yesterday for the first time. First time in this playoffs they played bad defense. They got to get back to the defense they were playing in the playoffs. But, I mean, 26 shot attempts to Steph Curry. He only made 11 of them. I'll still take that. 9 of those 11 he made were three-pointers. So, and they weren't good shots, but, I mean, Steph Curry, he just can shoot. And, you know, those are still bad shots. He ain't going to do that on the road. I don't see it. I'm sorry. He's got to take better shots. But it's good to see Steph Curry be aggressive as well. He's looking like he can win that Finals MVP, even though, you know, you'll probably still say LeBron James. But, you know, we'll see what happens. LeBron ain't win it when Iggy won it. There ain't no way he gonna win it. Steph Curry playing this way. I don't believe it. It'd be great, but, you know, whatever. I'll take Klay Thompson's game. He had a good game. Kevin Durant shooting well. But when all three of those guys are going to shoot well like this, I mean, I know Steph Curry 42%, but 52% from downtown is really good. When they're doing that, they're hard to beat. They're going to win by 19. They're going to do that. Unless, you know, you can match up, you know, with them. You know, but do I see this happening? I don't know. Because I'm sure Kevin Durant will be taking a lot of shots in game three, which is Wednesday night. And, you know, maybe you won't see this type of aggressiveness from Steph Curry. You'll probably see 13 shots. He'll probably take half of what he took, and, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, Sean Livingston, for him to be shooting 100% so far in this series is pretty good. Even I don't like his shot selections, but somehow they go in. Swaggy P is non-existent, but, you know, can't really – do that. If you're going to stay, hey, Swaggy P, we want you to hit a couple of threes, man. Get your momentum back, Draymond. I want you to be a little more aggressive. I mean, you was passing the ball in game two. Pretty much KD, you want him to take more shots, but with Steph Curry hot like this, you know, go ahead and let the hot guy just take over. We'll see if he can do it again. So, I mean, pretty much if you're Golden State, you're looking at, you know, you're still having a little issue rebounding. The Cavs have been doing a good job rebounding. If you're the Cavs, you just got to play better defense. And pretty much hope that this team missing threes. I mean, 15 threes they made, you ain't going to win. And you only made 9 of them, which you 33%, I'll take it. Cavs as a team. Kevin Love, I'll take three that you made. Better than the one you made. I like that, even though he – you know, that third quarter was huge. They won the third quarter. Cleveland won the third quarter. I don't know if you guys noticed that. They have covered in the third quarter in them two games. So, you know, you look at that, two Vegas people, there you go. They covered. Boom. I think Steph Curry is guardable, though. I wanted to get to that. I've seen that. I'm still going to shout out Tyronn Lue, but he's gotta know that you can be up in Steph Curry's face. I mean, you're gonna have to force him to pass that ball because you're giving him space to shoot. It's just not good. You gotta tell anybody that guards Steph Curry, look, Steph's not going to beat us. We're gonna be smelling his breath. We're gonna have him have quick shots go up and all that, and for it to go in. No, if shot clock going down, whoever was guarding him on that play, I think it was Kevin Love. I could be wrong, but you gotta be on him. When there's 5 seconds left on the shot clock, you gotta be on them. You can't give them no easy shot. You're gonna force them to pass it, and then it's gonna be an ugly shot from whoever's next to him. Uglier shot with a less chance to make the shot. Because Steph Curry, he could throw it up and make it anywhere. Easy. Steph Curry, it's easy to him. You gotta smell his breath. You can't just let that happen. You know, that's me. You have to do that. And, you know, sometimes I forget it on 2K myself. When the shot clock going down, I gotta smell their breath. They give them no space. And that's the game plan. You got to be able to do that. Shot clock going down. And even a shooter, you got to make sure they don't beat you by shooting. They hit 15 of them. Now, he hit 9 of them. And, I mean, he got the knife three-pointer. Just that was a layup because I don't know what Osmond was doing. I think that was Osmond checking him. It was just no chance. You knew he was going to shoot it because he probably didn't know he was going for a record or anything, but man, you seen it. You just knew he was going to do it. You seen the shot clock going down. He ain't driving on you. You got to do better. You got to do better. Golden State are 4.5-point favorites in game 3. I tell you, you know, Vegas, they're saying it's going to be a close game, pretty much. Golden State will go there and blow them out, but Golden State have a chance of winning, is what Vegas is saying. Home teams get 3 points automatically. So for the road team to get that in the NBA Finals is remarkable. That just tells you how good of a team they are. But this is where Vegas could lose money, but they eventually get it back. They find some way. Because a lot of people probably take Cleveland. They're like, Cleveland's at home. They're going to be underdogs. I mean, people probably take the money line. I don't know what the money line is. Let's see it. But people probably jump on Cleveland to win. It's game 3. They only lost one game at home. This is a must-win for them. Or Thursday, we're saying that Cleveland is done. I mean, that's it. I mean, we would love to see them come back down 0-3 against the best team put together. I mean, that would be great. You really can't say nothing. Didn't they was down 3-1 and 0-3. But I don't want to see that. No, it's going to be hard. Very hard. It'll take miraculous something, I don't know, for that to happen. But tomorrow, I'll definitely go more in depth on going into game 4. I know that we still have Wednesday too because game started 9. We'd be on before then. So, I mean, you know, guys want to call in and talk about 949-270-5945 going on the NBA Finals. I mean, some people, I don't know who y'all got. I'm watching the Tigers and Yankees right now. And bases are loaded. Yankees, 2 outs, bases loaded. Looks like Judge, Sanchez, and Stanton then got on, if I am correct. And I don't know who bats after that. I know Didi's not out there. And the Yankees won the first. Oh, yeah, he hit Giancarlo, loaded the bases. But earlier today, 1 o'clock, the Yankees won 7-4. And with no Sanchez, they have Austin Romine, who came in and did his thing. It is Torres. Yeah, Torres is up there batting with the bases loaded. So this is an interesting Garden hire that's coming out there. But this Yankees team, they look very good. If you guys haven't seen the Yankees, you know, for you Detroit, you know, fans out there, you know, this is your time to watch them. Maybe you'll see them again when the Tigers go to Yankee Stadium. But, you know, it's always amazing when the Yankees come to town. You see some Yankee fans. You know, it's just one of those, you know, you're going to always see Yankee fans when Yankees out here. You're going to see Blue Jay fans. Seeing a lot of Blue Jay fans when they were here over the weekend. You know, Toronto always come over here, whatever sport. You see, you probably see Cub fans. Yeah, I'm sure Cub fans will come as well. And the Cubs do come this year, too. But, you know, this Yankees team has got a lot to deal with the Red Sox, and the Red Sox are really good. I mean, they're neck and neck. You look at the offensive numbers, Yankees number one in home runs, Red Sox number two, right behind them. The Red Sox were last at home runs last year. And we got to play the Red Sox. And I talk about the Red Sox maybe not having Mookie Betts, but he will be available to come out of DL because he's been out. He is eligible to come out of DL because he's been out for the 10 days. And they just put him on there for precaution. But he's been out that long. He will be able to play if he wants to, whenever that could be. But this could be a long series we have against the Red Sox. And it's only three games, 3 days, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. So I'm going to be watching that. It's going to be exciting as we do have the matchups. Now, I was told that Chris Sale was not going to be starting. He was supposed to, but now I don't think he is going to start. I think he's going to start against the White Sox in their series over the weekend. So, no Chris Sale on Thursday. I did see that. So, I was looking forward to seeing Chris Sale, but I guess I got to wait. But, back to the Yankees, I am hoping that they do well going forward because, you know, you can start off hot and then go cold. I mean, you see it all around the league. You know, look at the Phillies. The Phillies were hot. I mean, they're 31-26, but this is where, and I looked this up. I always look up, you know, odds of winning the division. And that division, the Nationals still have the best odds. Vegas is just not believing the Phillies and not believing in the Braves. The Braves is a fun team to watch. You know, they know the Mets and the Marlins are not going to come back, especially the Marlins. The Mets is just losing their starters. And the Nationals are actually playing well, Troy. So maybe the curse will remain broken for the Nationals. I mean, maybe they can continue that and then the Redskins will start the curse over again. Because I just don't see the Redskins being good anyway. But they do get Max Scherzer starting against Tampa Bay. What is that, tomorrow? What's the day? Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 5th. So they will have Max Scherzer against Sam Tanaroric on Wednesday, early game. So it's going to be going to be some exciting stuff with the Nationals. I think they can still win a division with the Braves. It's still fun to watch. They've gotten some good wins. And back to the Phillies, I'm a little disappointed in them. They're going to get ready for the Cubs tomorrow. Not a lot of baseball on today. But, you know, the Phillies, they struggled against San Francisco. They scored one run in the weekend series against San Francisco. And I know Troy probably remember me. I was watching this game Saturday night. And I was like, how in the world did they just strand those two runs? They had a runner third and second. And they had their power hitter Santana. I think Franco and Nick Williams was up. And they got out. It was just crazy how that happened. But to struggle against San Francisco, the only run was from Jake Arrieta's home run, a solo shot by a pitcher. I think this is the first time this has ever happened in Major League Baseball history, that a whole series, the team only had one run, and that was from the pitcher spot, which was a home run. So, I don't know. The Phillies are starting to look a little shaky, you know, now. And let me see. I think they've lost, what, 6 of their last 8 games, 7 of their last 9. I mean, this is just This is not good. They get the Cubs, they get Milwaukee, Colorado, Milwaukee again, St. Louis, Washington, Yankees, Washington, Baltimore. I mean, it's going to be a tough rest of June. And pretty much, you got to wait till the beginning of July, you're at home. And even so, I mean, it's going to get tough. It's a tough schedule. They got to really set the tone. Maybe I'm seeing different stuff by the end of June for this team, but I'm a little distraught by this team. I was excited. They were one of the teams that said it would be exciting. I mean, they're still exciting. Still got some good young talent, but I'm still a little, you know, upset about that. That's pretty much what I got to say about the Phillies. The Yankees. I'm very messing because I put the notion that they could trade for Michael Fulmer, and that's our Michael Fulmer, Troy. Should the Yankees do it, Troy? Do you want them to do it? Do you want the Tigers to give them up?
I mean, where else do we have to go? I feel like we're in full rebuild. I already told you we need a pitcher coming out of the draft. We need to rebuild our bullpen because it's been our biggest problem come to date. But I don't know. It seems like we've traded everybody else, so why not? Only if we're getting something back for it. We need picks. We need actual good players. We need some youth. Players aren't getting any young. What do you think?
You know, the Yankees should trade for him. To go with that, you know, Severino's really good. He showed that today, he pitched against us. And Fulmer, he's not pitching well, but I mean, he's young. He's still a good pitcher, got good stuff. But you put him on this team, you know, you got Sonny Gray, you got Severino, Tanaka. I think adding Fulmer would just make them the big-time favorites against Boston because you still got to compete with Chris Sale. You know, you have to compete with Ricky P, who looked very good yesterday. And the other guys are stepping up. You know, I don't really like David Price in the playoffs, but regular season David Price is really good. So you want to compete with that, especially with that offense. You're going to need some big-time talent pitching-wise for that because your bullpen is doing better, way better. You want to get ready for the Indians because I'm not talking about the Indians. I don't see them beating any of those teams, the Astros, Yankees, and the Red Sox. But let me tell y'all about the Astros. They better win that division because Seattle is coming. I don't know if you noticed that, Troy, how good Seattle is playing. Seattle Mariners. My surprise team of last year is doing good this year. And by the way, Seattle and Houston have a series tomorrow and Wednesday. James Paxton versus Dallas Keuchel. I know Keuchel isn't the same, but this is still a good matchup, lefty on lefty. But let me tell you what this team has been able to do. This is the Mariners, real quick, before I get back to my point. Cano is suspended. And if they keep it up, they can get him back, you know, as we get towards, you know, August or, you know, September, whatever. And everyone is playing good enough baseball. They're not one of the most solid offensive teams, but they are a good pitching team. They're playing better than what they're supposed to. Honestly, I would tell you this. I would project them to be 31-28 right now. They're 37-22. And the thing is, they're pitching so well. Like you had a pitching duel with Tampa Bay. You was able to sweep them. And most of your games are close, and they're low scoring. This is how they're doing it because I told you guys about Edwin Diaz. You do not want to see him in a closing situation. He's 9 times out of 10 going to get it done. And that's what you want to see. Now, this series against Houston, we'll see what happens. I don't trust their offense. Still a good offense. But as long as they're going to pitch well, they could go far. And the offense will come through because they got good players. I mean, Ryan Healy, Eugene Segura, Kyle Seager. But Kyle Seager isn't, you know, hitting well this year. Ben Gallimore's doing good. Dee Gordon is always a 300 hitter. Nelson Cruz is your power guy. Your team is not even hitting for big time power. Nelson Cruz only has 10 home runs. And, you know, remember he had his 40 home run days and things like that. So, you know, you also look at the pitching staff. You know, James Paxton's been good. They're still waiting on King Felix to, you know, really get back to King Felix. He's 6-4, though. I think he had a decision about every start on those. And, you know, Mike Leake's come in. Marco Gonzalez has been good. You know, LeBlanc. You know, Edwin Diaz, he has 21 saves. So that lets you know that he means business. Only giving up a couple of home runs, too, and as a closer. So that also tells you business. He's 52 strikeouts. That is more than Mike Leake, the starter. So that's something to look at, too. So keep an eye out on Seattle. This is an interesting series, too. Houston is 37-24. Have to get it done. Seattle. Now, back to, you know, my point of the Indians. You know, I said they weren't going to be able to beat teams like that. They still can. They're hitting for power, Troy. I remember I gloated about them because I like the power. Now, the Tigers are still in the mix. I want to see the Tigers win tonight. Just to tie it up today, 1-1. And then I want to see them compete against Boston. I would love to see that because it would be juicy. You know, Cleveland is still – they don't have a runaway in the AL Central because of the Tigers, which is crazy to say because no one expected this. The Tigers have just been so fun to watch, by the way. I mean, it's good you got Miggy back. You know, Candelario is that's the guy I said I like. When they made that trade to get him, I loved it. You know, when they got rid of Justin Wilson and Alex Avila last year, I was like, Candelario's going to be really good. You know, and I just known Candelario because of the baseball game. I loved his swing on the baseball game. I said, oh, man, we got Candelario. So now, it translates. Any little video game can translate. I like it. But Nico Goodrum is fun to watch as well. I've played the simulation. Now, I'm not as far. I'm not very far. I think I'm like 2 months behind. Like, I'm still in like week two of the MLB season. But what they got with the Tigers, it's crazy just how good they're playing to start the season off and things like that. Like, it's like, MLB, the show, kind of knows that they should be, you know, decent enough. But, you know, I'll just leave that alone. Hey, I'm telling you, man. Video games be knowing, Troy. It's just these teams got to step up. Like the 76ers. They always win the championship on 2K. I don't understand. It's crazy. They're waiting on the 76ers. All right, Troy. What chance do you give Vegas tonight?
Well, my Capitals are already up 2-1. I'm giving them – I'm still going to give them a 50% chance. Still a lot of hockey to play, but you know I'm going for the Capitals, so I'm biased.
Must-win situation for Vegas. I think there's only been one team in Stanley Cup final history come back down 3-1. So that lets you know that this is a – must-win situation. The Caps, the lead series 2-1, as Troy said. Game did just shut off, I guess, if you that's what you want to call it, right terminology, whatever. I'm going to pick Vegas to win, or at least make it a close game. I will pick Vegas to cover +1.5. And I'm not sure if the game goes over. I think you see a better defensive game, but I like what Alex the Great is doing. I mean, he has stepped up. He has, you know, shown that he is the best hockey player. He's shown it. And you got to love it. You know, you got the best player out there in the finals. That's what you want to see. And you want to see him finally win one. You do.
Words of LeBron James, it's about damn time.
Yeah. It's 2 wins away. He'd love to get one in Vegas. That'd be great. But Vegas is going to have a parade anyway, as I know you probably saw the update, which is just crazy. But, hey, why not? You made it this far in your first season, first ever season as a Vegas hockey team. So, well, you know, well-deserved parade. You know, usually other teams I'll be like, no, don't give them a parade, but they deserve it. They've gotten this far. Ain't nobody expected. Vegas didn't even expect it. The Vegas line didn't even expect their own team to make it this far.
Like I was telling these guys earlier, you had a discussion saying, what if these guys came together and win and won it all their whole year? Now look where we're at.
Just 3 games away. It's crazy that we thought of that and just was like, no, no way, no way. But it'll be crazy. And, yeah, it's crazy. So, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll get into that tomorrow as well as we get to the close of the show and then the start of tomorrow. We'll see what happens. It would be tied 2-2 or, you know, we be looking at, okay, Troy, your Capitals did it. I mean, do we have to go to D.C., Troy, now? They go at 3-1? Or what?
Capitals are
going to
win.
We'll see, man. They're very good on the road. Very good on the road. Gotta love it. Now, I'm going to switch gears. Before I get to WNBA, I must say I'm very disappointed. And it's not even and it's on tennis. It's Serena Williams. She was she's injured, so, yeah, she had to pull out the French Open. And now I was a little upset. I was getting ready for Serena versus Sharapova. That was it's always an epic matchup. And if Serena would have won, you would have seen 3 American women players in the quarterfinals. Madison Keys, Sloane Stephens, and Serena Williams. Now, Sloane Stephens, it looks like she's starting to get it going because she just won her first major. So now it's like she's going to start getting some majors. It seems that way. Now Madison Keys has a major under her belt too. So, you know, you feel for the Americans, you guys pulling for it. You know, if Serena's not in, I'm pulling for Sharapova. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. And then on the man's side, Troy, I mean, Rafael Nadal, what has gotten into him? I mean, it's like, did we go 10 years ago? I mean, we went 10 years ago, man. Because, I mean, Nadal just wouldn't lose. And I look at him. Now, it's going to be tough. I think Madison Keys is the big-time favorite in her match tomorrow morning. Sloane Stephens is actually the underdog. But Vegas is saying that it should go 3 sets, saying that Sloane Stephens should cover that +1.5 with that money line. Halep and Kerber play tomorrow. Sharapova plays tomorrow as well. Well, actually, Sharapova plays Wednesday, and Halep can play on Wednesday. So, and Sharapova is the underdog as well. So, here goes Sloane Stephens and Sharapova are your underdogs. And it's crazy on the man's side because when I saw Rafael Nadal, it's like his line is at a -5,000. Like, you would literally have to put you put $5,000 down, you're going to win $100. That's just insane. Like, it's nothing. It's like Rafael Nadal should win. And he's been winning, like, straight sets. It's amazing just how he's been able to do that. I am ready. I'm ready for Djokovic. I hope to see Djokovic and Nadal play because Djokovic looks like he got his swagger back. So that'll be great to see, and it'll be great to see what line they would have. So I keep you guys updated for you bettors and stuff, and if y'all care. You know, it's just for fun. I like it. But I want to move into WNBA, Troy, because Minnesota Lynx, they're 2-5, Troy. What is going on?
I don't know.
What's going on with them, man?
quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Yeah, they need to, man. Because, you know, you're a championship-type team. You lose to the Sparks. I mean, the Sparks are the favorites to win it all. So you got to play Washington on Thursday. Maybe that's Thursday. Yeah, Thursday at 3 o'clock. And then you get the Connecticut Sun, which will be on NBA TV on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And Connecticut Sun are your undefeated team. They're good. I said it. This team is going to be good. It's amazing what they have accomplished so far. Jonquil Jones is a beast. A beast. You already know one of the other Guma K twin, or sister, I should say. It's really good. I mean, you look at this team, Alex Bentley, Jasmine Thomas, John Quayle, Alyssa Thomas, Guma K, Courtney Williams. I mean, they all play together. None of them want to score 20 points. They're all going to be around the 12 to 15 point range. And that's what you're going to see. That's a team right there. You know, and, you know, you look at, you know, just, you know, they're still young. You know, you got Bria Holmes. I talked about Jonquil Jones. Young. Guma K, young. Alyssa Thomas, young. I mean, Jasmine Thomas, I mean, she's a veteran. She might be your oldest player on the team. This whole team is young. And, you know, will it take some experience? Maybe. Who knows? But they got a good team right here. And Kurt Miller knows what he's doing. That's the head coach. And he got Steve Smith as assistant. So, you know, you look at that. Just kind of pay attention to that, Troy. Connecticut Sun. I forget about them, man. It's going to get a little tough for Connecticut. You know, not just the college team. The professional team's good, too. They get down on a dream, though, tomorrow. So, I think we'll be taking a look at that while we're on the air. It'll be interesting to watch. Especially playing Saturday against Minnesota. And then they get next Wednesday against Washington. So, we'll see. We'll see how they can continue this streak here of 5-0. They've really been blowing everybody out. For the most part. So you're watching them, man. So you fall in love with this young team.
Well, I'm going to give them a shot. What they're all about.
Hey, go right ahead. I want to cut into the NFL real quick. Because I don't want to talk NFL a lot. I want to start getting some NFL, you know. Why not? Let's have a little fun. I'm not going to get into the Bears. I know I've got it on here. I'm not going to just go crazy on the Bears just yet. But the Cleveland Browns. I want to talk about Cleveland Browns for a minute.
We do have a call.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Hello.
Well, I don't know what happened. Well, the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns have a – what chance do the Cleveland Browns have to win the North?
You too.
They're 0-16 last year.
Ain't close as hell last year. I don't think they should have been 0-16.
You know, I give them a you know – Vegas don't give them a good chance. I remember I've seen it. Pittsburgh, it's Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Who else in this division? I don't know. Who else is in this? I should know off the top of my head. Cincinnati. And then Cleveland. Cincinnati was last. Cleveland was third. That's when I checked the odds. Now, this was a couple of weeks ago, so maybe it has changed. But Pittsburgh and Baltimore were pretty much, you know, the realistic who wins the division.
We have to call her back.
I don't know.
I have no idea what's going on. Like, maybe it's just my computer with these technical difficulties, but nobody's saying anything.
Well, you know, we just gotta keep going then. But yeah, the Browns, it'll be tough. Steelers, Saints, Jets, Raiders, first four games. They can go 2-2, maybe. 1-3. Baltimore and Chargers. Baltimore, you got to win your division games. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, you get Pittsburgh again. You get Cincinnati twice. Baltimore to end the year on the 30th. So, I mean, we'll see. It's just a tough schedule. And I give them a 5% chance to win the division. I'm going to go that low. Just because, you know, I just got to see them. You know, maybe things will change when we get to who wins the division after Labor Day. You know, when we talk more about it come Labor Day. Then, yeah, we get there. So I give them a 5% chance. That's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna be nice, Cleveland. I'm going to be nice. Y'all could... They could really do something in the linebacker position. Because they have what it takes to be one of the best linebacker corps in the league. You know, they had a Pro Bowler at linebacker spot. They can do it again. You know, they can be, you know, just that good. They got the young talent. So we'll see. You know, but I give them 5%, but they do have good young talent on that team, so. Okay, that's pretty much my chance on Cleveland. What did you give them a percentage?
I have 0%. I have no percentage. Like I said, they shouldn't have lost all the games last year. I believe that they shouldn't have went 0-16. So with this revamp this year, I'm expecting a couple wins, man. A lot more than they did last year. A hell of a lot more.
Yeah. Well, one more thing before we go. I just want to talk about Diamond DeShields real quick. I am a huge fan of Diamond DeShields. And you guys, you know that when we talked WNBA draft this past year. She is just so phenomenal of a player. And I remember saying just how good she was going to be. You know, watch her at Tennessee. She was like must-see TV if you want to watch Tennessee game. And she is just taking, you know, Chicago Sky basketball by storm. I mean, they're not a team that's going to, you know, they're going to probably miss the playoffs because they're going to need some other players on this team, some other young talent. But, I mean, she gets them going. They scored a lot of points against the Aces yesterday. I tell you, I just love her effort. You know, she plays hard. You gotta love it. Man. I just knew she would. I'm happy for her. Coming out of Tennessee, you know, you gotta, you know, pretty much take over. You know, this team is not good in scoring. They're the eighth in the league. They're 3-3, so. We'll see. She might be able to get them passed. I mean, Allie Quigley's good, but I really like that in the show's game. Courtney Vandersloot. I know you guys remember Courtney Vandersloot. She's been good in a couple of games she has played. So they just got to get healthy. You know, Vandersloot need her out there. Stephanie Dolson need her out there. And, you know, it's just been next woman up. So we'll see how they do. They're not the best defensive team either. You know, so... You know, Diamond DeShields can help this team out. They were 12-22 last year. So we'll see what happens, you know, this year for them. They can get a little better. So, you know, you add that to Allie Quigley and Dolson and Vandersloot, they could be something to watch Chicago. You know, if you're a WNBA fan, don't give up on Sky. Give up on, don't give up on, don't do it. So that's pretty much it for me, Troy. Anything else you got to say, my good man?
No, I do not, sir.
All right, well, go Tigers. They're up 2-1. Canelario's at the plate. Hope they can knock them in. Yes, good pop. Well, we'll talk more Tigers tomorrow. They get ready for the Red Sox, see if they can hold on to this 2-1 lead against these Yankees. My Yankees. So we'll see you guys tomorrow.